11 to 6, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's touchdown in London, beginning a week of trade talks. Ardern will meet with British PM Theresa May first before she heads to Europe to progress trade deal negotiations with the EU. Well, to discuss this, Dr. Oliver Hartwich, the Executive Director at the New Zealand Initiative, joins me now. Morning to you, Oliver.
Good morning, Kate.
So Britain, as we've just heard, is still in the process of figuring out how on earth it's even going to leave Europe. With the shambles that is Brexit, how do we progress a trade deal?
Well, as you say, it will probably not be Britain's highest priority to settle a trade deal with New Zealand, and they're not really able to do anything at the moment anyway, because they're still trying to figure out what their future relationship with the European Union is going to be like. But it's probably a good idea to remind the Brits that there are other countries out there who would like to trade with Britain once they are freed from the shackles of EU trade policy.
Because Australia's managed it, haven't they? They've just signed a post-Brexit protection deal. Surely we'd be aiming for something similar?
Yes, we should be aiming for something similar. In fact, there is nothing stopping us from actually progressing talks a bit further. I mean, technically speaking, Britain is not free to enter into really formal trade negotiations until they are freed. But of course, we can kind of pretend that we are in a situation not to figure out creatively what might happen once you're out. And I think it's a good idea to just keep talking. And of course, the two countries, Britain and New Zealand, have for the past 2.5 years had intensive trade talks, because New Zealand has actually lent some of our trade negotiators to Britain, because Britain completely lost the trade expertise, because for more than 40 years they didn't have to negotiate a single trade deal, because all of the trade policy was concentrated in Brussels. And now that they are once again able to do their own trade policy, they need some help, and we can actually give it to them.
Of course, excellent point. What kind of reassurances should the PM be making for businesses here in the event of a no-deal Brexit?
Well, the situation is complicated by the fact that there are some quotas, for example, for agricultural produce from New Zealand with the EU. And once Britain splits from the EU, they will have to negotiate how these quotas are split between Britain and the EU. So what the Prime Minister should do is should try to find out what's going to happen to these quotas afterwards, because New Zealand shouldn't be worse off after Britain leaves the EU. And I think this is something that you can discuss both in London and in Brussels.
She's talking up, or the government's talking up, these EU talks and their well-being agenda in the world's first well-being budget, which we're getting in May. This well-being business, is this virtue signalling or actually a real thing? You know, what does it mean for us?
Well, I don't think we should expect too much from it. I mean, Treasury has been talking about it for many years, but I think it will take a lot of econometric expertise that Treasury, frankly, doesn't even have at the moment to make this work. So I think at the moment this is a lot of signalling that the government is intent to really talk about well-being, but I don't really think it will, at this stage at least, mean a fundamental policy shift.
All of this coming on the back, of course, of a slowing economy. Should we be worried about the economic slowdown?
Yes, I think we should be, because we can see signs of an economic slowdown in various parts of the world. I mean, we can see uncertainty hanging over the United States, especially with the government shutdown. We can see uncertainties in the Eurozone. I mean, just look at what's happening in France, look at what's happening in Italy, and then, of course, there's Brexit. So I think there are signs that the world economy is definitely slowing down, and New Zealand will feel the consequences.
Oliver, appreciate your time very much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Oliver Hartwich, the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director. It is 7 away from 6. Mike Hosking into the studio next with What's Up next on the extended Mike Hosking Breakfast.
The Studio of Tableware Super Summer Sale is on now. It's the